Welcome to the Diary of a Conversationist podcast. This podcast is hosted by Osarewe Amaewo. This podcast focuses on inspiring you through words of wisdom, love, for the sole purpose of self-development and self-mastery. So with each conversation, you'll be learning more about developing yourself, about understanding yourself, about being more aware of yourself, and how best to make the most of your life. Welcome once again. Who are you and how's your day going? Happy New Year to you. I know you're wondering why on God's green earth I'm saying Happy New Year in February. I'm saying that because this is the first episode I am publishing in 2023, and so this is me officially welcoming you to 2023, even though it's in February. So yeah. All right, and how has your 2023 been for you? How's it been for you? For me, at the start of the year, I experienced a loss. I lost a loved one. I lost my stepmom. And that triggered some kinds of emotions and feelings. At some point, I don't like feeling. I don't like feeling it because, it brought back to mind the same feeling I had when I lost my biological mom and when I lost my biological dad at different times. And so I felt like I was having to relive that experience, in January. Am I done grieving? I don't think so. I was saying to someone today that I don't think we ever get over losing a loved one. Like when they pass on, I don't think we ever get over it. Especially when they passed on and they were not so aged. They were still relatively young. When I mean not aged, they're basically less than 60, because you feel like they've not really lived full out. That's my own thought. So you never really get to get over losing a loved one. And I said to the person that what happens is you would at some point have to learn to be grateful for the time you were able to have them in your experience, and also the beautiful and pleasant memories you were able to create with them whilst they were still here with you, or whilst they were still around. And I said to the person, and that's what you are able to just hold on to and make peace with that. But you never ever get to the point where, get over it. So pretty much another fun thing that happened, I think sometime in January as well, I got to be part of an accountability group. And so this is one thing I'm also admonishing for anybody listening to this today. You want to be able to put yourself in spaces and places where you have people that share similar values as yourself, but maybe different goals or objective or missions, but similar values, and holding each other accountable to see that you evolve to be a better, wiser version of yourself. That's something you definitely want to do, because sometimes when we are all by ourselves, we do not, I wouldn't want to say push, but we let ourselves easily down when we are not accountable. We just don't do things. We're not much more productive as we can be. And so having to do that also helps. And so that's also something that has happened. There are more things, but to me, those two stands out for me. So I've shared with you how my year is going thus far. I hope to hear how yours is going thus far. Today, on today's episode, right, I'm just going to be talking about investing in you. invested in you. And I know you might be wondering, how come I'm talking about that today? And so this is it. I had a conversation with someone in January, and I was saying to her that sometime in 2020, 2021 and 2022, I had made some investments in crypto, in stocks and shares. Technically, I lost most of those money. Technically. And I said to her, this year, I'm not going to repeat that same mistake. And so this year, I am going to invest in my education. Like, I'm going to invest in my education. I'm going to invest in experiences, and I'm going to invest in entertainment this year. I am going to do that this year. And I know you're wondering why. And I'll say this to you, that towards the end of last year, you know, at some point towards the end of the year, I just began to feel this sense of having to live life in a more holistic way. By holistic, I mean that, you know, the entire wheel of life is covered. And for those of you that don't know what the wheel of life is, it's relatively about the different, you know, aspects or facets that makes up a person's life. And so on that wheel of life, there's like your business and your career, there's finances, there's health, there's family and friends, there's romance, there's personal growth, there's fun and recreation, and there's physical environment, right? That's like the 8 parts that makes up the wheel of life, right? And so, like I said earlier, I just, from late last year, I just began to feel like that sense of having to be more integral, more alignment. Speaking of alignment, at the beginning of this year, I had a conversation with one of my dear cousins, and she said to me that, you know, she started out something, you know, that was also introduced to her by her brother, who's also my cousin as well, and that they have this thing that they do, that they have one word that, you know, serves more like a compass, or I wouldn't say mantra, but more like a compass that guides them as they live through that year. And she said, what would be my one word? And I said to her, alignment. And she says, why? I said, you know, I just feel like I need to have the sense of things coming together, you know, every area coming together. And so back to my point of education, right? 3 main areas I said I was going to invest in: education, entertainment, and experience. Of which, if you classically look at, or, you know, consider the wheel of life I talked about, right, I feel like those 3 I mentioned covers this wheel of life. Although I'm going to talk about other things as well in terms of investing in you, but personally, that's like my personal agenda. And this is why. Because investing in my education, for me, is more about having to be able to leverage on people's experience and expertise to be able to get better results. So this is it, right? If, for instance, I pay for a course that is maybe a course in financial literacy. Like I said, I made mistake with investments previous years. I don't want to do that. So I'd pay for a course for financial literacy. And, you know, they'll teach me more about how to make more money, how to budget my money, how to protect my money, how to leverage my money, how to learn more about how money works. So you see that begins to open my mind up to things. And once your mind is opened, you're able to see opportunities around you that ordinarily you would not be able to see. So that's education, and that's just one area, like I said. So the same thing applies in relationship, having to learn more about, you know, being a better communicator, being a better, you know, a better person. That's also there. The same thing applied in business, learning how processes and systems work, learning how best to automate, learning how best to, you know, give your customers a better experience. That's education, right? Even if it's also your health, you also have to learn. Do you need to change your lifestyle. I was saying to someone that ultimately, every sane human being should have the desire to want to be healthier, wealthier, and wise. Ultimately, I feel like every sane human being should have that desire to be healthy, wealthier, and wise. Ultimately. And so, even in your health and nutrition, right, you want to be able to learn better as to yourself. How does your own metabolism work? What's good for you? What are you allergic to? What, you know, your system finds it difficult to, you know, digest or break down? You know, you want to learn more about that, right? I said you, I mean me, but you can take it as you, right? And so that's why I'm talking about education is important, right? And so it's not just only in the area of your finances, in your relationship, in your business, in your own health and wholeness, in your, you know, your personal development. You want to be able to expand your mind, because by investing in your education in those areas, like the wheel of life, you are going to save yourself a ton of time and also a ton of money in the long haul. A ton of time and a ton of money in the long haul. Take education as this, right? So imagine you getting a course or a book from someone that is a subject matter specialist in a particular area with over, let's say, 10 to 25 years of experience. And they condense that experience in a 315-page book or a 5-hour course. You have just taken whatever amount of money you've paid for that, you have traded it to save yourself the number of years and experience they had to go through, so you don't go through that. So you see, that's wisdom. So this year, invest in your education. Take note of the wheel of life, like I mentioned earlier. Invest in your education. Of which, next thing I also talked about is invest in your experience. Invest in your experience. You see, there's this thing where a sense of complacency begins to come in if you've stayed longer than necessary in a certain kind of environment, right? And so somehow, let's say relatively you're doing fine and doing okay, right? And you're just there. And somehow you actually have plateaued, but you don't even know that you've plateaued. You actually have gotten to the lead of that, not like lead, but I mean lead, like the, you're not growing anymore, but you don't even know that because you're still in the same environment. So by giving yourself experience, taking yourself from your environment, I'm not saying maybe relocate or run away or something, but just go somewhere else for a while and just see how things are there. And so sometimes when you then take yourself out from your current confines or current comfort zone or current place or experience that you're used to somewhere else, and you begin to see that, yo, there's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. Like, yo, I've got to sit up. I've got to, you know, strap myself up. There's more work to be done. You know, because you then see that there's much more. There's much more. But if you're just in that your confined space or environment, a false sense of humility, you know, complacency comes in. Yeah. Please, mind you, I'm not talking about having to want to, you know, compare yourself. I'm not for that. Scripture teaches that they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. So I'm not teaching you comparison, but I'm teaching you about talking about the fact that when you look at what you're doing or what you have done in construct, I know there's a place for being grateful for how thus far you've come. There's also a place for growth. There's also a place for evolving. And so if you don't even go out and see what's possible, you just think that you've gotten to the apex of it. And well, you haven't. So having to put yourself in new spaces and environment helps you see what's possible, broadens your horizon. You learn about different people, different culture, different things. And even if you choose to come back, there's this sense of a mission that you then have. You know, you want to be able to put yourself in spaces and in rooms where people that their people that their more like their beginning point is like where you're headed. Do you understand? Like they've attained something, they've attained a height, and you're like, oh my God, they could do this, so this is possible. They could do this, so this is possible. Like, they could do this. I had one of such experience in January as well. Like, I had one of such experiences in January. I'll tell you this for free. So there's a lady called Olajumoke Adeniwo. To be honest with you, I almost feel like I idolize that lady. I do. And so in January, she has the signature event by Awesome Treasures. So I immediately, I was grieving when I saw the ad that they were having her event in another city in Nigeria, in the capital of Nigeria. And I live far away from that place. The next thing, immediately, I saw it on Instagram. I signed up. I called my traveling agent. I got a ticket by the next weekend. I almost whistled on this. I mean, I was on a plane going for that event, right? I went for that event for two reasons. First, I wanted to be in a space where people that where they are right now, what they are doing is like what I am aspiring to be. And being in that space for me, it's more like giving me credence to say that this is possible. This is possible. And two, for the environment. I wanted to be in somewhere different for the environment. And trust me, there's something that, you know, Federal Capital Territory environment does to you, especially if you're coming from another city. It's just the way it feels. There's an ambience it has. There's a finesse it has to it. And so, two reasons. I went there and trust me, since I got back, my mind has been working on ways to, you know, just be a better, grander version of myself. And so that's why I told you that environment, it matters. And you, not just any environment, but environments where you are able to envisage new vistas for yourself. Environments that broadens your horizon. Environments that, you know, makes you inspired to believe that anything is possible for you. You want to put yourself in those environments this year. Thirdly, entertainment. You know, somehow we've been made to believe that you have to work. Beloved, this year, take care of yourself. You know, take care of yourself. Look for fun ways to do what you need to do. Some things might not be fun, but it would require you being persistent, being tenacious. But there's always a way to incorporate it, or there's always a way to trick your mind to not think of it as a cumbersome thing. Right? And also, you have to give yourself the opportunity to have fun. And just because, do you know that when in that space where your mind is not encumbered, you are not worried, you're not anxious, you're just like in that flow state, things are more, you're more creative. I was saying to someone a couple of days ago that I think it was a Thursday or Wednesday, and I said, I don't even feel like going to work today. I feel like going to like the park and just play in a bouncing castle and not do anything. Yeah, I think sometimes in Nigeria here we call it adulthood, you're adulting, you know, and we work so hard so much that sometimes we almost lose our sense of wonder. So this year, those are like my three E's for this year in terms of investing in myself. Yeah. Education, I spoke about that earlier. Experience, I spoke about that earlier as well. And entertainment, I spoke about that as well too. But basically, in terms of, you know, you investing in yourself, yeah, there are a couple of things that you can possibly do, you know, which is you just need to make conscious effort, yeah, to develop your skills, develop knowledge. Develop skills, develop knowledge. You see, still talking about skills, knowledge, still education. Still education, right? So, but in terms of strategies, you know, that just makes this whole thing come together and not look disjointed, have a goal. Like, have a set outcome. Have a goal. Have a goal. Have a goal. Have a goal. You know, define your personal or your professional goal and then make plans to achieve it. So, for instance, if you have a goal to, let's say, be promoted this year, what exactly can you do to upskill? What course can you take? What responsibility can you, you know, do more of to get seen by the necessary people? You know, that's like, if that's the goal, okay, you've identified it. How are you going to work towards that, right? Those are like the strategies, right? Just have a goal. Have a goal. Start out there. Have a goal. Have a goal. Imagine life being like a football field and there's no goalpost. We're just all going to just be running around the field and no outcome, nothing to celebrate because we're just running around. But if there's a goalpost, you know that, oh, okay, if the ball goes into the net, I am winning. So having a goal helps you in some ways measure your progress. So you have to state it. Then in terms of the strategy as well, in investing in yourself, when you've now defined your goal, what is it going to take to get there? Is it required for you to learn a skill? Do you need to take courses, attend seminars, read book? Because by having a definite sense of purpose, you then know the how you're going to get there. Then also, would it require you to make new connections, build network, create network, service the network you already have? Because by having that goal, you then know that, okay, this particular item on this list will require me doing something different. So I'm still talking about strategies on how to invest in yourself. More importantly, you need to have a positive mindset. A positive mindset. Like, you need to have a positive mindset. The mindset that says that I can always find a way. Because you know why? Life will happen to you. Just like I said earlier in the year, I lost a loved one. Life will happen to you. And it's easy to just sleep in and just give in. I just want to throw in the towel and just want to say I'm no longer want to be part of this. That's the easy part. But you need to have an attitude that says that I am gonna do what I can do to ensure that I become all that God had in mind when He was creating me. And understand that there would be a place for you, in terms of cultivating a positive mindset, for you to be one that is given to gratitude. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, that you don't ever get to the place where you stop or you forget about the loved one that you have lost. You just become grateful for having the opportunity to be able to have spent life with them at the time you did, and also be grateful for the opportunity that life gave you to create beautiful and amazing memories with them. And that's it. You know, so even as I say this right now, I just feel like there's someone that's listening to this and you just feel the sense of having to connect or reconnect with your loved ones. Please do that. Please do that so you don't feel a certain, you know, a certain kind of way when anything happens to them. So you just know that you were in good terms with them. You know, you just know that you were in good terms with them. You just know that. I know that this is what I'm saying right now is totally out of strategies on investing in yourself, but I just felt like saying that. And I'll say that to you because, you know, as I said that, I'm reminded of 2 weeks to the time my dad passed on. I had just gone home. He was just basically at the balcony of the house, just having conversations with his friends, you know, discussing about Nigerian politics and everything. And I said to him that, I excused him from where his friends were, like, you know, can you just come in? I just wanted to have a word with him. And he came in to the living room and was like, hi, what's up? He was kind of skeptical. Like, I usually don't interrupt him like that. And I said, no, nothing serious, nothing serious. I just said to him that, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done for me, you know, thus far, just everything you've done for my siblings, you know, considering how mom had passed and everything. And he's like, no. I didn't know why I kept doing that. 2 weeks later, he's no more. And in some ways, I felt kind of at peace because I had deliberately somehow, I just felt like doing it that day and I did it, just let him know that I'm appreciative of everything he has ever done and that I love him dearly. Yeah. And so I just said that in passing. For you listening to this that needs to talk to that your loved one or that your friend or something, please do that, okay? Back to what I was saying. I know where I stopped. I'm still talking about strategies on how to invest in yourself, and I stopped at having a positive mindset, and that's how I got there, because I started talking about the loss I had experienced at the beginning of the year that I had to then, am I happy that it happened? No, but I just learned how to be grateful for the experience that life had enabled me have with those persons where I had it. You know, you would also have to learn it. Also, you'd also have to learn the place of, you know, compassion and mindfulness as well. You know, shutting out the noise, because there will be a lot of noise. People telling you, why exactly should you pay, you know, $2,000 for that course? What exactly are they going to teach you that you can't get on YouTube? People will tell you that even as you choose to invest in your education, invest in yourself. People will tell you that. Yeah, that's negative. But you have to cultivate a positive mind to say that I know that this information is in YouTube, but as it pertains to my peculiar situation, that answer is not on YouTube. So if I pay for this coaching or I pay for this training, I'm going to get specific guidance that will enable me or empower me get the kinds of results that I want. Yeah. So there's that place of having a positive mindset in terms of the strategies in investing in yourself. And also there's a place where you have to be able to engage in activities that bring you joy. Like I said, experiences, entertainment, fun. There's that place. So you must know that overall, investing in yourself means prioritizing your personal and professional growth, health, wellness, and happiness. That's what it is. It means prioritizing. I feel like emphasizing that word, prioritizing. It means first things first. Paying attention to your personal, professional, spiritual, mental health and happiness. By taking intentional steps and actions to develop your skills, your knowledge, your well-being, you can achieve your goals and live a fulfilling life. All right. I think we've spent a couple of minutes together, and that should be it for today. I hope you enjoy this episode. Until the next episode, stay joyful, stay hopeful, and God bless you. Trust you had an amazing time listening to this episode. I trust that you're going to apply the tools and the things you've heard from this episode. I would really love to hear from you, and I would love to connect with you. So you can follow me on Instagram, send me a message on Instagram at Osarugwe Amaya, OSARUGUEAMAYA, Osarugwe Amaya. And possibly you can also connect with me via email, amayaosarugwe@gmail.com. Till the next episode, keep being hopeful, joyful, and resourceful. Have a blessed day.